Hey everybody, how you doing? This is another episode of Modern Modern Friends, and on this episode, we'll be talking about where did the morals go? That is the subject of today's conversation. It is with me today. We got Ota.
What's going on, people? What's going on?
And we got Nikki fucking B, or Nikki Banks.
Fucking B.
That's right. Nikki fucking B.
Your whole favorite.
Bet that.
So, we're going to get straight into it. Today's episode, where did the morals go? We're not going to be broad. It's going to be very concise. We're just going to focus on the United States. Where did the morals go? I'm going to say, number one is we have almost kicked out religion. Like, there's no place for religion in the USA anymore. Like, they, like, you have, and then if the people who claim to be very religious, they tend to use it against you, or they tend to use it in their own benefit. You see this with politicians a lot now. You see pastors making millions.
I'm paying taxes.
Them bastards.
No, like, taxes.
Not your TD Jakes, the pastors who, like, do it for the cause.
Big commercial, like, big churches.
Yeah, people asking, like, for private jets and had million-dollar closets, and then asked the congregation to get it, to help get it back, to help donate to his cause. Like, what kind of sick shit is that? But what do y'all think?
As far as religion goes?
That's just the where the morals go. Like, what happened?
I don't want to say. It's because, like, the past generation just wanted to, they had kids while partying. So it's like kids having kids. Well, at least for me, like, in my life, like, how I see it, like, the kids having kids, everybody young having kids and stuff, like, 20s, in their lower 20s, 18, 19 years old, like, and they just want to have fun. Like, all the parents just promoted fun, like, go have fun, and people just letting go of whatever they come from, like, what you should and should not be doing. So they just don't give a fuck. Don't like tattoos, go get tattoos. You don't like piercings, you go get piercings.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Banks?
Well, I'm gonna say the same shit. Morris left. Morris died when Big Mama died.
When Big Mama died.
Ain't no more Big Mamas.
That's
like,
true.
Like I said, the new grandma is 30.
That's crazy.
And eventually, the new grandma going to be 25.
They just getting younger and younger.
So I feel like nobody gets an ass whooping no more. Kids don't get an ass whooping. Grown men don't get an ass whooping. They don't want to shoot.
Kids don't get their ass whooped at all. They don't even, like, get ass whooped. They don't even get disciplined, it feels like.
No, I see. I don't even, like, let's. I don't want to say ass whooped because, like, that's kind of like.
Yeah.
No, don't get it twisted. Like, what you say in your household is different, but, like, how you going to present it to the. It's disciplinary. Like, there's no disciplinary actions within people's
shit
household.
Shit like that, Ota? Exactly why the motherfucker America is soft.
No, it's
not. Nah, that's not true.
No, you gotta know.
Ass whooping is ass whooping. You ain't gotta put a proper name to it.
You do.
Yes, you do.
You do.
You can't say ass whooping.
Because you can't just go around telling people, I whooped my kid's ass the other day. You'd be like,
I'll proudly say that.
And you see, your son got two bruises on his ass, and now you wonder why they call in a child.
And I bet he won't do it again.
As long as they're on your butt, they okay. It's not
abuse. I'm just saying, though. But you never know, like, you might accidentally hit your child in the back. You get too carried away. You just go in there and whoop their ass. One, two, three. And that third one, you might, you know what I'm saying? You might hit that back. You're like, ooh, all right, I got to stop.
Adrian Peterson. Hey, remember, he got in trouble for whooping his kid. But he kind of did them kind of. He kind of beat them kind of bad. But they don't even. But you don't even see people get timeouts anymore. Man, I saw this video of a teacher who took a kid's phone and told him to sit down. And he was like, "No, I'm not taking my phone back." And we're gonna skip all the talking. And he eventually puts his hands on her and like smashes her head on the desk because she took his phone.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna watch.
The kid is in the wrong.
I feel bad for these teachers, bro, for real.
That's fact. The kid's in the wrong, and I bet his mama went up there and was like, "You shouldn't have took my child's phone." I'm pretty sure, but it's too many.
It's too many.
Don't say shit to my kids' parents out here in this street.
And you know what it is like when they say it takes a village, but it's like don't tell nobody how to raise your kids. So how can, like, you tell the people it takes a village, but then you tell us don't tell me how to raise my kids? Like,
if, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're defeating the purpose. Yeah, you gotta. There's two ways of living. It's like you got your family, and then you got your social life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that jump does correspond, but not really all the time. So like you gotta learn how to do both. Because if you're not like if you're not social, then you like you know what I'm saying. You all about family. You in your own family matters. Like then whenever you're doing social shit, like it's whatever social is acceptable. And that's where morals get fucked up at.
Yeah, I think also, man, like, these kids, I'm going to think about their religion. These kids don't go to church. Because these mamas don't go to church. These dads don't go to church. They don't go to the mosque.
They don't go pray.
They don't go fucking.
I'm telling you. Big mama, for real.
They don't do nothing. It's,
everybody got that cool auntie as a grandma.
That's what it feel like.
Nobody even say grace no more for their food no more. Niggas just start eating. You don't even say grace.
Bro, that's true. That's true. Yeah, a lot of people just eat.
You don't say grace, I can't trust you.
Yeah. I say grace before I eat. I say grace. We say, my family says grace. Giannis family said grace.
But... It's a reaction now. It just happened. I'm going to say my grace regardless.
Yeah. Every big family gathering I didn't have, like, there's never a time where it's like, we all don't, like, you know, saying say grace.
Mm-hmm.
I went back home for like my cousin's graduation, and like it was like, ooh, here, let's go ahead and
let's bless the food.
You gotta say grace and bless the food. We like to hear you say some words.
Somebody
bless
the food.
I said, dang.
Who bless the food? And you could be a rite of passage to bless the food.
No, 13.
Come on.
I'm saying grace.
We're gonna figure it. All right, Jamal, you go figure it.
For years, I was the only one in the family doing it. You know what I'm saying?
But you got that one uncle. Make it good. For sure.
There it is.
And look, then you get that.
What did you say?
And look, then you get them uncles that be just listening. They be like, oh, damn, little nigga saying some shit.
Get to having church in there.
Hey, man. I don't know where you got them words from, but that was real good right there.
No more big mamas. No more religion.
No more grace.
No more grace. Just no more. Like, it's not even that. You don't even have to believe in God. But a lot of people out here don't believe in nothing.
Yeah, man. They don't even believe what they see. They don't even believe what they hear.
Facts.
That shit crazy.
And it's not about believing, too. It's believing, but respect. Nobody respects nobody else.
Yeah.
I think what messed that up was clout. Clout's a big part of more of getting thrown out the door.
Yeah, you do. Like, people do.
A lot of people do a lot of stuff just for the notoriety, just for the clout, just for the fame.
Just because they want their name out there.
Just right? So they can have their 15 minutes of fame where everybody knows you as that person that did that thing. Like,
facts.
Sharkeisha is still a trending topic. If you say Sharkeisha, no, they don't know who you're talking about.
Facts.
That was in like 2012.
And I think everybody wants to be viral now.
Exactly.
So everybody wants to be famous for something. Like, they just want to be famous.
But it's like clout and the internet, it took away the need for talent.
Like, and then like music, like, I forgot who said it. It was like, I'd rather have the riches than the fame. Like, I'd rather have the money than the fame. But sometimes it comes together. So it's like, I feel like people now just want the fame as opposed to money. Like, they do everything for the money. I mean, they do everything for the clout, for the fame, but not for the money. And it's like, it's wild. Like, wow.
It's backwards.
Yeah.
People think the fame leads to money, but that's not the case.
No.
That's not the case.
You got to know how to network. You got to know how to talk to people.
You got
to
have it.
You don't have to do it no more.
Like, you don't. They made it like that.
What?
In order to be great, you have to have a talent. Like, in order to be great at something, you have to be talented.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I want to say just be talented. You got to perfect your talent.
Yeah, and you got to put it in the work.
Everybody has a talent.
Gift, yeah.
But nobody practices.
Yeah, that's true.
They're passionate. No, it's really like, your passion and those hobbies. Like, when you get real in-depth within yourself. Like, hobbies will bring out, like, what is your best talents. Because what you can do so easily like that can make you the most money. And it's a passion. Like, it's just something that you can do. Like, and a lot of people, like, don't realize, like, that's how a bunch of these companies, like, really thrive to be better. We don't like Jeff Bezos' methods, but, like, Jeff Bezos, like, he popped up number one delivery service in a matter of 2 years. He beat UPS, the Postal Service, and FedEx, like, 2 years in a row by just delivering on Sundays. He said, we 7 days a week. We 7 days a week. That was his uniqueness. And all he did was sell books out of his garage.
Like, fuck Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all.
I ain't gonna lie.
He's a terrible person.
I ain't gonna lie. He is.
He's a bad person. But to your point, the work ethic was there.
Yeah.
He still grinded and he still made it up out.
The money.
Got out the oil. Wasn't the mud. He had rich parents. Right? But he made it to be greater than he outlived. He has a legacy. He has a legacy now. People know who he is. And it's because of the work he put in. Like LeBron James. People know who he is because of the work he put in. Tom Brady. You know who he is because of the work. Drake. You know who he is. Beyonce. Jay-Z. Stevie Wonder. Like all these great people. Oprah.
Chris Breezy.
Michael Eric Dyson.
Chris Breezy.
Chris Brown. Charlamagne Tha God. DJ Envy. Angela Yee. Angela Martinez. Like, all these DJ,
DJ Drama.
DJ Funflex. DJ Drama. Like, all these people. You can keep going. You can just name Issa Rae. You can keep naming. Malcolm Gladwell.
Dr. Dre.
Malcolm Gladwell. Angela Rye. Like, you can name all these people. But they all have one thing consistent, and it's the hard work they put in, and it's dedication. A lot of people now, especially with rappers and music and shit, you see it now. They get one hit because people think that shit is easy.
Facts.
But making a hit ain't easy unless you Juice WRLD.
Actually, I mean, like, honestly, making a hit is not.
Yeah, making a hit is easy.
Making a hit is easy, but making consistent.
Making one hit is easy. Making two is where you get hard.
But making good music content is hard. Because you can't. You got to be consistent in everything you talk about. Like, you can't just miss. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just miss a whole bunch of stuff. If you in R&B, you stick in R&B. But, like, at the same time, like, figure out where you know what I'm saying, where you fit in the most.
Yeah. I think, man, like, also with the internet making everything so easy and accessible, people forget that. And you see stuff so much, people forget that these are other humans involved in these videos you see, and whether it be a police shooting, a gang fight, a bar fight, a car crash, like all this shit, like trauma sells as well too. And that's, I think, another place where the morals went, because we lost our empathy and we lost just our ability to just, I guess, reason with people and just be able to.
Well,
We lost sympathy and we lost empathy.
Wait, nobody gives a fuck no more.
That's the problem.
Nobody gets a flying fuck.
Everybody's numb to everything. Like, we can take a political thing like police shootings.
Yeah.
It's hot for a couple weeks, a couple months.
2 weeks at the most.
People just forget about it. It's just a trending topic for a little bit, and that's it.
You can talk about Queen Elizabeth dying. People care for one day after that.
They got them jokes off. They did not care about Queen Elizabeth.
They
were
firing her and
facts.
But it would happen like 10 years ago, it would have been totally different.
They said, oh, but she's the reason why Blood Diamond, the movie, was even created. That shit had me weak.
I saw this one post. It said, there was this one report. It said, every 6 days, another country is gaining its freedom away from Britain. Think about that.
What?
Either every 6 days or every 6 years, another country is gaining its independence from Britain.
That is true.
We weren't the first, and we still not the last. Think about that.
Niggas just ran away and came to America, and that's all it was.
And they just conquered everything. Conquered everything. There's air quotes, people. Conquered everything.
And low key, them motherfuckers out here.
They had after us, it took Australia like another 100 years before they got their independence from them. Like New Zealand, like the countries in Africa are still fighting them battles. Like they had shit in South America. You got the Irish that don't like them. New Zealand, like Taiwan. Like what are you doing in Taiwan? For what?
I don't know, man. Like, it's just people just greedy for some odd reason. I feel like that's a morality piece. Like, people like miss like being greedy. Like, people
being greedy.
Yeah, yeah, like they just want everything for themselves or for not just like think about like on a family scale. So it'd be like they just want everything for their family to be good. And then some people is like, I want my whole community to be good. But then, like, you get on a global scale, like, you got Great Britain that is like, I want the whole world to be us.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want the whole world to be us?
That's how you raised.
So, for what, though? Like, why must that be more important than, like, just living it yourself?
I'm taking it back to religion. I feel like, even if you don't like religion, religion kept just a lot of things in check, like just right or wrong.
Yeah.
What you do, what you don't do. Like, just, it kept a lot of basic stuff. Because it just kept it simple, and everybody had the bottom line standard. Like, this
the fundamentals.
Is how you're supposed to act.
Yeah, fundamentals. Like, foundation.
The foundation. Like, yeah. Even if you don't know shit else after that, from manner to anything else. These are just basic steps to being a good person.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't do that, these are the consequences. Like, don't expect you to still have good things if you're doing bad things to people. And that's like every religion. Like, if you treat, that's why I think it was Buddhism or Hinduism or something, but they believe that you come back as an animal or you come back as the thing you like the most or the thing you disrespected the most. Whatever, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So they say you should respect everything because you don't know how you're going to come back. Circle of life in the Lion King. We might eat antelope, but they eat us and we show them that kind of respect. That's why when Scar got the job, everything died.
He didn't understand
it. Because you think it's just me.
He thought the whole world was going to be in his hands.
Exactly. That's not the case at all.
Scar wanted the position. He thought it was a title.
Yes.
There's work.
Yes. It's a respect.
There's a reason why hyenas are over there and we are over here.
It's just simple, basic respect. And I think people let that shit go all the way out the window on top of that because, like, there's no respect from your elders.
No.
There ain't no elders.
And that's what's crazy. I be talking to my coworkers who are all like 40 and up, and they be like, call me my first name. Just call me B. Call me Johnny. You hear me? Yeah, I'd be wanting to say Mr. so bad.
Nobody says Mr. or Mrs. no more.
I'd be wanting to say
Mr. I do it when it's their grandparents and parents. When they get their uncle, it's like, I still kind of do the sir, but it all depends on how the uncle is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that, but I do it with everybody. And until they tell me, you ain't going to do that. I'm still gonna say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Who the fuck is Reggie? Sir.
I am just gonna keep doing how I'm supposed to be doing. And I think also, with the internet,
people lose morals on their birthdays, man. Don't let it fool you.
That's true.
They really lose their morals on their birthday.
Something Future said.
Because, like, you gotta, everybody think you just gotta show out. You gotta show off your ass. You gotta show how drunk you is. You gotta show
one day to go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one day to just give everything up. The day that you just
came into. I'm okay with that. But I was okay with that. But
don't get it twisted. It's a celebration of living. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, that's really what it's for. Like, just to have a celebration to live. But you know, like, they just give it all up. Like, new to this shit. I'm outside streaking.
It's cool if that's like your one day you're going crazy. But people be living like it's their birthday every day, and that's the shit that be blowing me. Like, what? Like, yo, one day is cool because that's your birthday. The rest of the day, like, for the most part, people are, like,
go to the club.
They're okay.
I work in the club. Like, I know people that go to the club 5 days out the week. How the fuck you go to the club 5 days out the week?
And then go out of town to go to another club.
They all the same. You know, cut the story short. They all the same. Unless you're going for the food, they all the same.
Oh my god!
Everybody's the same. You got sections where you dance, apparently now, like, and everybody dance.
You just saying, "Fuck it, I can do this," and then morals get left along the side there too.
But guess what? They sleep on somebody.
What? Exactly. I'm telling you.
We got the
gear. We got all the gear in the world. Got all the drill. All the everything. But they got no couch, no TV, no bed, no nothing in their crib.
They got a car though.
They got a nice looking car.
They got a piss in.
What?
They say
I got. Or throw it out.
What? But they living though. They living.
Cause that's all they can do.
That's not living.
That's all they can do.
That is not how to live. That is living.
I mean, you alive. You alive, but you.
Hey, man.
That is not living to me.
And no, it's not. No, it's not. Like, I got to at least put, you know what I'm saying? I put on my Gucci. I come home to a good couch. With some AC going.
I got something.
You know?
And my question is, what the fuck are you going to do when you turn? What are you going to do when you turn 60? Your lifestyle is already fucked up already.
Exactly. This shit. What the
fuck? That like 40. What you
like working in the club?
What you gonna do when you hit 33?
Like, for real. Like, I be working in the club. I just sit here and I just like, I be seeing these old folks like coming out and stuff. Reunion this, reunion that. But like, they do this shit every week. And it's the bottle is still expensive for no fucking reason. You're getting drunk and high before you come to the club, before you drink watered down ass drunk liquor anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? That is what we do. What that nigga saying, international player anthem? You gonna be the only old niggas in the club.
I don't wanna be that guy, man. Like, it's cool if it's a bar, you know, cigar lounge, a grown and sexy. I do a grown and sexy club on a Saturday night every once in a while. You know? You feel me?
A nice lounge.
But every day.
I'm talking about lounges that play jazz music like, and you can smoke crazy. Cigars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not a cigar lounge, but like just an indoor lounge spot. That'd be tough.
Mm-hmm. Like just, but every day, like where?
Jeez.
Y'all don't have nothing like to. I don't have any like at home hobbies. Go read a book. Like go play the game. Nobody reads. Not a lot of people read.
What books go, are you reading?
Like you can read. Like you can read anything.
Like that's what I read. I feel like people's imagination is
dead.
Yes, and so like these books.
Thank
like,
you to the internet.
Like yes, like writing and shit. Like you can read a book on your phone now. Like I have like, a bunch of books on my phone that I could revisit. That I was like, all right, the first 30 pages was amazing. I got it. I own it. I can keep. You know what I'm saying? I can go back whenever I feel like it. But it's just like, what are you reading?
It's like I don't care what you read. What you go ahead, man.
Oh, I have to say it's sometimes not about reading. It's your thoughts. Nobody thinks no more.
Yeah.
You don't have time to think. Nobody has time to think because they're on their phone. So if you don't, not on your phone, you're thinking, you're imagining things, you're fucking, you know what I'm saying, planning shit. Nobody does that shit no more. Everybody's on their phone.
Oh, my fault. We move just as fast as our eyes can see. We're looking at a screen all day and that bitch is skipping. Like, imagine how many times you flick your screen a day. That's the amount of times that you think your life, like, what you're going to do every day has to be like this. Everything must come to you. So, like, everything is...
Yeah, people lose their sight of perfection.
Yeah, like, and then on top of that, even if they do, like, you know what I'm saying, get their perfection, they still...
No, perception.
I mean, yeah. So, it's like, oh, I thought you said perfection. I mean, never mind. Anyways, but, like, everything is just... Fast. So you just want everything just come to you. Your dinner must be cooked fast. You must run faster.
People forget like this shit take time, man. And going back to the reading, that's why I think I don't care what you read, like just read something. Like, sit the fuck down and like just stop. Stop for 5 minutes and just read one article. Don't read the headline about, oh, that's what happened. No. Read the whole fucking article. So when they ask you, why do they do that? You can answer. And it's not like, oh, I thought it was the headline. That's what I... And people run with it. They run with facts. This shit is clickbait. Like, nobody
used to do that.
Nobody wants to be right. Everybody just wants to be first. And that's also a problem because, like,
yes.
Like, back in the day.
And also, you're missing the part of ignorance.
Like, compare Michael Jackson's death to Kobe Bryant's. Now, both icons, all that stuff. But Michael Jackson died, it took like a day and a half for everybody to confirm. Like, you heard the rumors or something. Like, they put it on TV maybe, but they didn't. They all said, you know, this isn't verified. Like, we're still going. We're still taking. We're still going to dig into it, researching. They let that out because that's back when news outlets had respect.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe death, TMZ dropped them shit like it was a mixtape, man. That shit was like 30 minutes later.
Facts.
He crashed, TMZ had on the... That's why they got sued, because why? What kind of insensitive shit is that?
Facts.
And then when they got... Not TMZ, then another blog site got the fucking autopsy pictures or some shit. Like, they just want to be first. There's no respect for that family at all.
Yeah, facts.
None.
Because y'all call him rude, or you trying to look at it, or like he's had some famous quotes that people really don't like go in depth. Well, like some of his players go in depth about talking about, but like they just don't go into depth to really thinking that's how he lived. That shit is crazy. Like, don't how can you just how you put all your eggs in one basket and you get mad? Why don't you just make more eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody laughed at him, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody laughed at him, but he was so serious. Make more eggs. Be more creative. You think that you ain't gonna have your business? Figure it out. What's another thing you can put in there?
Mm-hmm.
If you make juice, what other flavors can you make?
Yeah, but like people don't even. People forget these are other humans, bro. These are other people. Like, we, these are, he had a family. Like, he has people that care about him. And for you, like, we do it with rappers all the time. Rapper gets shot. Who's the first one to put it out? Just, like, people just want to be first. They just want to be, like, they going to race TMZ, Shade Room, Spiritual World. Like,
it'd be like
all them blog sites, like Hip Hop, Say Cheese, like, they just want to be first. Like, nobody cares to make sure the information is actually correct. Like, before Betty White actually died, they were killing Betty White for like 5 years.
There,
like,
was.
Like, why is that? Because people just want to be fast. They want to be first. They want the glory. They want the fame. They want, and it goes back to that part.
You know what it's giving?
The environment.
You know what it's giving? That little brother that always pops out of nowhere saying some crazy shit in the mm-hmm. background. Or little sister, they just say some most random shit. You like, bro, shut up.
Like, don't get it right.
You didn't think about that, did you?
Like, you don't get that shit together, bro.
What's 9 plus 10? 21. You didn't think that through. That is what life is living like right now. What's 9 plus 10? 21. You just gotta be first to say the wrong answer.
Right, like, that shit just ridiculous. And, like,
never turn in your test fast.
Unless you don't know this shit. I did a couple times in school. I was like, yeah, this.
And look how life presents itself.
We already know how where this shit going. Nah, okay.
Unless you don't know this, fuck this. Do.
Like,
man.
It just goes back to, like, the lack of respect. No big mamas. No discipline. Like, we just gotta do better. And we say that, but there's nobody in place to do better. Like, our president was a fucking reality TV star. That's when shit went down the fucking... Anybody, Kanye say he's gonna run for president, and I fucking believe him. So I thought he was gonna actually fucking win. We just saw Donald Trump, for better or for worse, he won the fucking presidency. And you know why he won? Because he was just being his fucking self.
He was ignorant, bro.
He was just being his fucking self.
Ignorant.
And people ate that shit up because it wasn't political talk. And people just ate that shit up. And was like, yeah.
I was asked on a panel. Who did I think I was gonna win? Well, I said I wanted, you know, Clinton. I wanted
Hillary.
I wanted Hillary to win. Mm-hmm. But I know who's gonna win. You said Trump gonna win? I said, yeah. He said, why? I said, because he ignorant as hell. He just be saying any and everything that he wants to, and America loves it. America loves it. Ignorance is key. In order to be successful, you got to be ignorant out here, apparently.
You ain't got to be ignorant. You just got to be authentic. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. That's why Russell Wilson is be getting the reactions he be getting, because it doesn't feel authentic. It feels fake. It doesn't feel like that's how you act. The only person that knows how you act for real is probably your family. So, like, all the shit you do. This nigga was practicing high fives in the tunnel. What kind of corny shit is that? It's cool when you run the fake plays. That's cool. I get that. I realize, and I've seen a lot of quarterbacks do that. But you practicing the whole routine? Like, and then on top of that, nobody has good things to say about him. This is a random. I'm gonna bring it back up on the Force podcast, but that was random. But like, nobody has good things. How the team that you won a Super Bowl with ain't got nothing good to say? That nigga, Russell Wilson, that said, I want to trade, and the Seahawks said, okay, where? That's what people don't forget. The Seahawks were trying to trade him too. Who? And he's a Super Bowl winning, top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And they were like, nah, we good. Nobody thought that shit. Nobody thought that shit was like,
remember that movie, weird. Draft Day, Bo Callahan.
No one, what? nobody likes you? Except DK Metcalf? Like, nobody's
people. I'm like, you know, DK Metcalf, I mean, he cool with me.
That's one of my favorite teammates. Richard Sherman and Spoke Man. Yo, I'm a receiver. Doug Baldwin has said some wild shit about like, this is crazy.
The world does not like him.
Like, what the fuck? You got booed in Seattle, and then you got booed again in your first home game on your new team. That was random. But, morals. Seattle, why'd you boo him? He won you a Super Bowl. Like, come on, show respect. No, we wouldn't be.
Not bad, because y'all ain't have a legacy player.
You wouldn't be talking about.
He's always going to be in your Hall of Fame.
No respect. No respect. He did so much for y'all for 10 years.
Facts.
Okay, receiver. Facts.
He did have Marshawn Lynch, though.
He did have Marshawn.
Hey, going crazy.
And like,
for 2 years.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Like, if Marshawn was scored that touchdown, do we look at him differently?
He said, give me the blame and I just give him.
But they weren't. I don't know why. But like, that's just, he's not authentic. And like, people, everybody was authentic. And now some people are too authentic, i.e., gangster rappers. All these young niggas actually talking about what they doing, but you.
Why are you talking about it?
That's another moral thing.
It's like throwing the rock and hiding it and talking about it too.
And you
like, yeah, I did this shit, and so what? Why are you? Who was it? A guy was playing GTA,
mm-hmm.
Shot somebody. And had the nerve to say, bro, the cops be hating on me.
that could be a real rap. Find that right now.
And like, Saturday we said, yo, you just killed a cop. Like, you just killed a cop. The cops hating on you?
Like, what? Bro, like, it's a moral thing. Like,
people. You going to buy that $200 on GTA? Cap.
It's like people, if I did Lynn DA, people are mad at her because other folks are telling about the crime they commit on their song. And it's not like she's saying, oh, he said in this lyric and this lyric and that's all we're going on. No. They said this lyric, which connects them to Instagram posts when they did this thing. I'm like, bro, you did it yourself.
Facts.
I'm not gonna get mad at somebody for doing her job. Why?
Social media really has
like, it fucked it's a everything
digital,
up.
Bro, it's a digital.
It fucked everything up.
Cause they gonna bring every little thing.
Bro, up. Like the Young Thug shit, they got shit from 2015, bro. Like you
since
you,
the time like, of the beginning
since
of
you, since career, you got popping.
Since I'm a stoner.
Since you got popping, we got shit. Bro, you're not getting out. You're not. You can say Free Thug all you want, but he did the shit. And if he did the shit, we're terrible people for saying free him. He has bodies. But because he can make you twerk and dance and you like to get high and drink to him, get him out of jail. On a basic moral level, that's wrong.
Free Thug, man.
I don't think.
He's giving out some great music that we needed to hear.
Did we?
Yes.
No. Did we? We didn't need it. We didn't need it. It's just more negative stuff.
Yeah.
Just on a moral level.
They ain't one positive song for Young Thug.
He got F Cancer. I don't know positive, but he'd be like, hey, F Cancer? Shout out to Boosie?
That's it.
I mean,
he don't have no positive songs.
Exactly. So what the fuck do you expect?
Exactly. What do you
expect? Listen to this shit 24/7.
Shut up, Otha.
If a nigga listen to every fucking day, he's gonna fucking do what he listens to.
That is so true. Because I was trying to, bro. Let's use the Wiz Khalifa era. He had the blood patch, talking about being a skater, smoking weed. You know how many niggas in high school had the skinny jeans, the blonde patch, and the cut eyebrow?
And where are they now?
I mean,
where are they from? Where are they now? They're not the same.
Probably.
They are not the same.
But the point is,
that's not you the same, they already lost their morals right then and there because they try to chase being somebody else. And a lot of people are doing that too.
Yes, that's the point. You're, you know, believing in false idols and shit. But like,
facts.
And goes back to, that's the point about the rap music. If you hear this all the time, you're going to do it because kids are impressionable. You as an adult, you can listen to NBA Youngboy and just enjoy the music. But if a 19-year-old listens to NBA Youngboy, they're going to do the perks in the day.
For 19, these listen to this shit at fucking 3 years old.
That's what, that's true.
They nursery rhymes.
They are that. Bro, you know City Girls, but you don't know how to spell your name.
Beyond me. Go
get a leap from iPad. Like, what are we doing? Like,
it's on phonics. Just please. Because.
Bro, like the literacy just rate because. Is low right now. Damn, like, is low right now. Like, we are like middle level here, bro. We
practice this every day.
This generation set us back as a whole human society, set us back about 20 years.
We didn't
help.
We're actually making
so much. I don't say they, but because we're next up, we're more. I'm gonna say we're more as a whole, as a generation, as a whole. We're more empathetic. We're the people. We're the generation that started, you know, picking up when you get done eating, so the way you don't have to clean up your whole messy ass meal.
Oh yeah,
we're more than any. We do shit like that, but as far as like raising kids individually, we suck.
Fucking terrible.
We suck.
It's like we're like superheroes, but we don't know how to take care of.
We are Goku. We are Goku. We're just gonna go keep training and trying to make the world a better place.
Son, you'll catch up to me one day.
I know.
Know what? Fuck it. You ain't never gonna be as strong as me.
Let me just choose a different career path. But
you know, it's just
it's.
But I don't think it's necessarily you do everything you hear, cause like
not rappers.
You can't say that cause like you hear your mom all the time or you hear love songs. You don't be in love with people sometimes, or you don't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, if you guys don't listen to that stuff, it don't mean you're in love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, love. So it's like, it means
you're a hopeless romantic.
But yeah. You ain't killing nobody, though.
You're not killing nobody. There's no creativity in the music, man. Like,
you know like, what?
There's no storytelling no more. There's no.
Like, if you listen to battle, when you listen to battle rap, like,
they got bars.
But they didn't make a bar so, like, it's not. I don't want to say aggressive because, like,
no, they are very.
I don't want to say aggressive because, like, artistic has to be aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like a way that you are like, you know what I'm saying? The way you are artistic, that is an art. You know what I'm saying? Like battle rap is an art. So, like, with that being stated, like, it has to be aggressive for it to like make a
play. Yeah, that's the key core of battle rap.
So therefore, it's like, all right, cool. But like, when it comes to like certain things, it's like you're taking it too, like you're actually thinking like the video game, like in GTA, like you can get in the car and just start running over people. You really think that you can just pull a gun out, shoot somebody random, and get away with it?
It happened the last 3 months.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So it's like people just think it's like this shit is a video game. It is not real.
Yeah, people think, yeah, people forget life is a, it's not a game. You don't come back from this shit. Like, so like,
there is no,
you out here,
there is no
reason. Dying over the block. You out here popping all these perks.
And that's doing the problem. Like, people don't realize, every day, people don't see the horizon of reality and what's on social media.
People are not prepared for life, bro. Like,
no, honestly, people are scared of reality.
That's true. People are scared of their own reality. I think because people just aren't prepared for life anymore. I feel like because everybody is so PC, everybody is so participation trophy based. Like,
mm-hmm.
like everybody is just it's either equal for everybody or it's equal for nobody. And that's not the way life is. Like, Usain Bolt is faster than me. I do not need to get a trophy when we race as well, because I know because he won and I lost. I don't need that.
I know what place I came in.
Yeah,
I
know what lane I'm in. The comfort.
Yeah.
Of being, oh, you tried. Good job.
It's no longer the thought that counts no more. That's like childish mentality. Now it's like nigga, I gotta work harder. Fuck, I lost. I need to work harder. You know what I mean?
It makes people comfortable because they feel like, oh man, I get him next time. But no, you will not get Usain Bolt next time. I know that because his talent and the work he put in led him to be this. I do not run track every day. I do not work out like he worked out. I did not put in that work to be a track star, and I don't have that talent like he did.
I didn't find myself where I needed to be for my performance.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that because I'm good somewhere where he probably is not.
Facts.
You feel me? Or like that's the thing. That's the thing. These participation trophies and everybody like Twitter is probably, and social media is also a bad thing with this because everybody got a voice. And we don't need to hear everybody talk.
It teaches people.
Everybody don't need to have a voice.
It teaches people also, like, you can't earn shit for real.
Right.
Like, you gotta earn, like, you can't just be given everything.
It takes that away from people. Or feeling like they earned it.
Or value, you know what I'm saying? Like, actually something being valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just say something's valuable just because everybody can do it or anybody. Yeah, it's valuable because, like, it's actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, strategic. It's different.
Yeah, like, I'm different. Like, you're different. Like, we can all be different and be
People scared. People are scared of being different.
People are scared of being different. People are scared of being themselves.
People scared of being the black sheep.
People scared of being canceled nowadays. Like, all this. And you don't really get canceled. Like, people have to remember, Twitter, Instagram, that's not real. The metaverse is not real. Like, they can talk about you. But as long as you ain't saying nothing, like, objectively racist or just ignorant, you can come back from it. Okay? Just keep it calm for a little bit. Facts. You will come back.
Facts.
All right? Like, name somebody. Insert musician here. Insert actor here. Israel, whatever his name is, he did some pretty bad things to people. And like, I think he played for Flash.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about his crimes, but Google him. Israel, whatever his name is. Israel.
Hey man, that's my boy Flash, though. He did his thing in that. I ain't going to hold you.
Israel Miller. I think that's his name. Yeah.
Shout out to the TV show Flash. That joint's tough.
Yeah, Israel Miller.
Y'all watch Justice League.
He's the new Flash. I don't think he's the
Marvel only.
Yeah, DC stuff. We're not gonna get on that topic. That's for a different day.
Yeah, I'm just saying the TV shows are way better at DC than they are. Well, yeah, that's another topic.
But go Google Israel Miller and see how he the fuck still has his movie job, his movie career. Like, if you just shut up, you'll make it through anything. You can't get canceled because Twitter's not real. People are still gonna play your music in private. It's just like Trump. People thought Trump wasn't gonna win because people weren't saying out loud. Like, yeah, that's my guy. No. These soccer moms voted in trolls for that man. They said it was.
I love that pizza.
They said it was white men, Latino men, and like the soccer mom category. Like, those were the three highest voters when he first won the election. The people that weren't talking about it were the people that won him the election. Except for the white men, because that's a different story, too. But.
It's crazy, bro.
Like, people just, they're scared to be themselves.
And then, I also feel like that when it get, like we were saying earlier about, like, clout and trying to be famous, that's why, like, people don't, like, some people don't want to be famous because they are, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't want to do it, and they, like, you hear majority of these, like, celebrities, they said they just did it off the limb, and they just said, fuck it. Like, I never did this. I never talked about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, old girl, what's old girl name? Like, she never heard Nuck of You. She didn't know Nuck of You, but I feel like she lying, but at the same time.
Regina Hall, yeah, I feel like yeah. Her and, no, I don't feel like Sterling K. Brown is lying. No, but my God, but I don't feel like he's lying.
But I'm just
but
saying.
I feel like she was probably lying.
Yeah, because, like, she, I mean, well, like, maybe not. But the way she was saying it, it was like, she never really understood it. Like, this was an anthem and blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
It's like. Some people don't do it on purpose. They just, they do it, like, when you being ditzy. Like, you just,
yeah, but that's being ditzy. Authentic, though.
Yeah.
I think that's, and that's what people are just scared, so scared to say the wrong thing. Because everybody has a camera. But if we learn nothing, if we learn anything so far, it's that camera don't mean shit. Because people still gonna do it. And unless you like a regular person, an average Joe, you gonna get caught up in the shit that whatever got recorded. But, you know, celebrity, pretty good. Also, another thing, people going back to the rap music, the celebrity that we, as a culture, I'm going to keep it, well, yeah, as a culture, U.S. culture, the celebrity that we believe in, so heavy. Like, why do we care about these people's lives so much?
And they're dead.
Like, why? Like, it's okay. I get being a fan because that's their job. Like, you're supporting them. Like, you know, yeah. You got to pay taxes too. But why do I care what the fuck they ate today or who they're going out with or
how much money they spent on a bill?
Yeah. Place. Like, why is that important? Why do we need that?
It started a reality show.
Like, why do we need reality shows? Like, why do we need that?
Because they cut off the sitcoms and went straight to reality shows and all that. That Family Man you see every night,
yeah.
So now you see the ratchet shit all the fucking time, and that's what people used to know. They want a ratchet life. They want to go to fucking Ruth's Chris and fucking start a fight.
Like, why? Like, what?
What is the point? And then some of y'all be looking stupid when y'all do that dumb shit too. You saw what old girl, what happened? What Ray J did to old girl? He threw her ass in the pool. Just throw her in the pool. But it was.
But that's stupid. It's just all for clout, for ignorance to make the show sell, for people to talk about it. Everything is for people to talk about. And like that goes, and it goes back into celebrity. Like, we have all these blogs and it used to be a time
and you
pre-social media where celebrities will pop out and then they go back like everybody else. They're mysterious. You don't know a whole lot about them. Yeah. Now, I understand like using social media to like get people to know you, your personality, you're still getting out there marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but suddenly you have to uphold an image. At that point, that's where I feel like the artist has lost its morals, and then the fans have lost their morals because we're expecting you to keep up this image, and that prevents the false idols. Like, why are we looking up? People
that's why
treat Beyonce like she is Jesus Christ herself.
My Virgo sister, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool. So she is Beyonce. She's not Jesus. Like, Michael Jackson got this a little bit too. But why do we care so much? They made music to make us feel good. I understand that. Like, you get that connection with them. But you don't need to know what he's doing. You don't need to know about his kids.
Because you need to be worried
about
you
don't need to know about his job.
You really need to be worried about yourself.
Exactly. Like, what are you doing to get
why that? Why are you not eating that steak that's on his plate? Like,
you know why?
But I'm saying, like, why are you looking at his life and thinking, like, because I don't have or because I do have? Because
it's easy. It's easy to look at somebody else's and look at your own.
No, but I'm saying.
Because that's where it gets hard. Because then you have to really check yourself. And I don't want to check if I have more than not. Because... No, but that means I have to make some tough decisions about myself.
But what I'm saying is, like you say, let's say you see somebody go get a steak or whatever, boom. You decide to say, you know what I'm saying, you look at him like, oh, I got to eat steak just like him. Then you go to the restaurant that he ate at to eat the steak. and then post it like I'm me and Future just chilling at the, like, even though that you just cracking a joke, but or like you just trying to, you know what I'm saying, portray an image, like, but why is that the narrative? Like, why is that your?
Because people want to promote a fake image.
Facts.
People don't want to be authentic, but they need to be authentic. So that's the problem.
That shit don't exist no more.
You don't. Well, unfortunately, we have to be okay with that.
It's like music. It's like everything's getting sampled now. Nobody creates.
That shit pisses me off.
Music.
Man,
Nobody makes beats.
I heard Janae Aiko on a sample, and I was like, why the fuck is she singing this? Like, why did you, it was that Tiger song, Sunshine with Pop Smoke. I was like, Pop was cool. But, like, Janae was cool outside the hook. Like, why? We didn't need that, Tiger. Yeah, we didn't need her to sing that song. It was a Sunshine. I get the. Right, wait.
Nobody has a soul anymore.
That's what it feels like.
Because you gave up your morals. Give up your soul.
I feel like nobody has a conscience either. Nobody has a conscience.
This is a song right here. Speaking of samples.
She sampled one of her songs?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. You didn't need this sample. Come on. You didn't need that.
Turn that shit on.
I love Janae. That's my dog. But nah, we didn't need that.
Then he come in right.
we don't need that. We don't need all these samples. We don't need all these fucking recycled ass movies, all these goddamn Halloween 37. This nigga ain't died yet. Why? It was this first came out in 1993 or some shit, bro. We weren't even born.
We took off
Halloween. That nigga has been killing people and somehow staying alive for my entire life.
How does he not die?
Exactly.
Get killed by the same motherfucker each time.
Bro, there's only so many different ways to have this. Like you can only have so many of the same movie.
Yeah, I can see Jason. I can see Freddy, but come on. Halloween, he got to die. My Mark should be dead.
Come on, man.
He's a real person. He should be dead.
Exactly. It's not like he's some fucking superhuman.
He cannot take, just because he's 6'8", can take a 5-inch blade to the chest and live each time. Why?
Ain't nobody shooting it. No, because the movie would be fucking over. That's why. Hey.
Shit's ridiculous, bro. And everybody's like, yo, we gotta go see it. No.
No, we know what happened. They showed us in the credits, bro. They showed us in the preview. They finally kill him. It took them 13 years or whatever, but they finally did. 25. But they finally did.
How does everybody not know this town ins and outs like this nigga? He the only nigga that knows the ins and outs of this damn town.
Why are people still moving there? What? Why do you get new people? Like nobody said, and we are in the social media age now. Like nobody's on Instagram. Hey, this ain't the spot. And nobody made it to the top. Nobody on Twitter, Facebook.
Nobody said, hey, come over here if you want to.
Nobody said
they ain't gonna fuck each other up and you gonna get caught up in the process.
That is crazy.
Nothing.
Nobody reads the news? Like this, what? No, this man right here is look,
found this nigga yet?
Like what? What are we doing, man?
All these damn cop shows ain't like, nobody
found this. Oh, no creativity, no imagination. Cause you know what? Niggas don't read. You gonna see, look at everything. We just gonna go back to it. Niggas don't
You can't read.
You can't. Because it's all right there for you.
You know what's crazy?
Everything you can think about, somebody that
you know what niggas don't read? Because they got to think.
Yeah.
Niggas don't think for themselves. The moment nigga got to think for himself, just go downhill. It's over.
But some people, it's hard. Because they never had to think for themselves. Yeah, man. People don't want to think for themselves sometimes. Because they're not to their thoughts. Like, some people are not entitled to their thoughts.
Entitled? You mean entitled?
Like they not, they're doing what, they doing what somebody else then told them that they should do.
Yeah,
they're not in tune with what they, like, want or need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then whenever it comes down to the stuff they need to do, they, you know what I'm saying?
Because people are scared to look within themselves, so they rather look at somebody else. That's why celebrity is so important, I guess, in today's culture now, because I can talk about Drake making that mistake and how I feel about that. I can talk about R. Kelly doing whatever the fuck he did that. I can talk about Tory and Meg, because that is not my life. Tory and Meg got this situation. Meanwhile, I probably got 3 baby mamas, 5 kids, I'm working 2 McDonald's, and I don't know what to do with my life.
And somebody can say, your life could be worse.
Everybody's a critic. Everybody's a critic.
Everybody's a critic, yeah. but it also means everybody's a hypocrite, because you're not living the way you talk about these niggas.
It's like my grandpa said, opinions are like assholes.
Everybody got one. And then some of these people, the internet made them so mindless, they believe what they see.
Facts.
Man, you can piss on somebody's head and call it rain. Some people believe.
Yeah.
And that's what's crazy. That's what people... People done got dumb.
Yeah, what?
People done got dumb. People done got numb.
Yeah.
And it's just like, everything is just backwards. You can even talk about the fucking streets. There's never been a real cold in the streets. But at least it was like, you don't shoot at schools, and you don't shoot at mama's house. Or grandma's house. But now, niggas are rapping about, I'm shooting up your mama's house, your grandma's house. I don't care who you with. I don't shoot.
It was T Grizzly. He said, we hit your mama. It's because we got tired of looking. Like, why would you say that?
Why that? What?
We was trying to hit you, but we end up hitting your mama because we got tired of looking?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's your fault. We just got tired of looking.
Crazy. That's my fault. You ain't gonna kill my mom. So, like the rapper family, somebody burnt his grandparents' house down with them inside.
That's fucked up.
What did they do?
Facts.
What did they do for that? You trying to hit one dude and you go take their grandparents out?
That's low.
No more, man. Bro, Mo 3, he had to get, they was gonna shoot him on the highway. They did shoot him on the highway. They don't have a driver on the highway in his car. He had to get out the car and run on the middle of the freeway because his kids were in the car. Because if he don't get out, that whole family dying.
Facts.
Niggas don't care what he hit. So he got out. He had to get out to save. He risked. Well, he took. He risked.
Hey man, you saw
his snowfall. Own life to save his fucking kids.
Yeah, you saw Snowfall. Like, you saw what happened with Snowfall. People just start doing them drugs and it just got bad.
Like, that shit crazy.
Honestly, to be honest, you can't even be a real celebrity now because niggas try to kill you for no reason.
Bro, rapper is the dangerous profession right now, bro. But then if you're the rapper and people, once again, no morals, you gotta live to the image, you're a celebrity, you're a street rapper, you gotta live up to, I'm a tough guy.
But it'd be the niggas from your
guy. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to. People are scared to be the bigger man. Bro, it's a chain. You can go drop a song and buy another one.
Put all your back to create more eggs.
Exactly. Like,
fuck, I ain't like that bitch that day anyway.
Exactly. Like, you can come back from anything. You're you. Like, that's what made me so
but it's
upset about the
because you say it's mine and it's material, man. Like,
people are so mature. That's what made me so upset about the what is his name? Pop Hunter? Or the Corvette rapper. When people started like Xing him out because he quote unquote snitched. But in the situation, he was like 14, 15 years old and he just saw his best friend get killed. What the fuck you supposed to do?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's why I was like, when Charles White was like snapping on White Whack 100 and Uzi and all these people. But like, that's a civilian.
Cool.
That's a child. And he don't even make hard music. He makes happy, poppy music.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, but you got to think, the code is, your homie get power, you supposed to...
I'm a civilian. The code don't come to me. I'm a civilian. I'm not in the streets. That's the problem. I'm a kid.
I feel you.
I'm 14. That's not the code. The code is in the street, then yeah, that's code.
But watch this. But that's not what these big homies is telling you.
But he's not in the streets, though. That's the problem.
Big homies, uncles, they...
Right, that...
I'm just saying, in like, the street code is something that, you know what I'm saying? Like, people understand, like, you're supposed to do it regardless of the situation. That is your moment of... That is your moment of fucking...
Yeah.
And your moment to, like...
And people forget that if you're not in the streets, if somebody shot y'all, the first thing I'm doing is calling the fucking... going to go fucking Rambo a nigga. I'm calling the cops to figure out what to do next, okay?
Like, who I need to contact? Let me know. Talk to me.
Like, if we're in the game, we got that life, we doing illegal shit and these like crimes or whatever, that's different. Somebody pops you, then yes, I am obligated to go get my lip back.
Facts.
But if I'm not in the streets because I have a heart and morals, just take niggas' lives for anything. And everybody's so quick to fucking shoot. You said that earlier. Everybody's so quick to shoot. Like, people forget. That's where that respect come in, too. No morals, no respect. And I go hand in hand, and people just be like,
I don't fight no more. What the fuck?
If I ain't got a shoe, I'm not gonna shoot.
Exactly. Like, people be like, you took my shoe.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie. Like, no, what really be killing me, like, some people... They be like, bro, he bumped into me. But then, like, you be hanging with them niggas that be telling these stories, and you see him, he bump into people and just keep walking. Don't even say nothing. Don't even say excuse me.
Like, me, if I bump into you, I'm going to be like, my bad, bro. Excuse me. My bad.
I don't care if we in the club, bro, store.
That's a lot of people out here. I'm not too big and mad to be like, oh, okay. That's what I don't have to talk about. If I don't know, shoot, I'm man enough to, like, my bad, bro. Knock the dust off real quick. My bad, I ain't mean to do that.
Facts.
But, like, people be so fucking... People think you just got to be so big and bad. There's no respect. There's no mutual.
You mad as niggas, like, the biggest pussy.
That's where everybody shoots. But it don't take a lot to shoot. 7 pounds of pressure. That's all it is.
And no aim.
No aim.
We just said he got tired of looking. You shooting these guns and you tired of looking? No. You gotta watch that shit.
You gonna shoot somebody's mom because they can't. You can't find the person.
Because you can't aim.
You can't find the person. No.
Because first of all, you can't aim. That's one. Two.
Like dirt.
Two. You just shooting bullets and not understanding the repercussions behind this shit. Like,
facts. Like Dirk and them just stop saying Tuca and stop talking about Tuca and FPD's up. It took their moms to beg and plead. Bro, stop saying my son's name in your songs. He's dead. Everybody's mocking me now. Like these people had families too. And like these niggas had the whole world saying smoking on Tuca. That's a real person with a real family, with real brothers and real moms and real dads.
You gotta be careful what you like recite from these songs.
Smoking that insert name here pack. Any Florida rapper.
Who? Bro, what? It's wild, bro.
Who I smoked. And they went on and named the list. Just a list of people they've killed. Or people who got killed.
In the process of being battling with them over a bag of chips at the store.
Oh, so, and the grand scheme of things, that's what it's as simple as.
When you hear some of these stories like these young men that's like in their, like they're 19.
Not even growing, not even men. They're still kids.
They're literally talking about going to the corner store of their own crib, their neighborhood. That is just because they don't got nothing else better to do.
Yeah, but that's a different conversation.
No, but I'm just saying, like, even like just street shit, it's just like you don't have to do because you're not making, you know what I'm saying, like, less for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know,
go
like
job, go hustle.
Yeah,
if you're gonna rap, just rap. Get a part-time job to make some money on the side and rap,
bro. Just write lyrics and just don't say nothing. Like
weed. If weed is legal, sell weed. Like, there's ways to like make good money without having to fucking kill people or go do all this wild shit that people do. It's not even like you doing this shit. It's not even like you killing people. to gain ground or to gain or for like some noble cause. Come on, you're killing them because they
for you, bro. For your ego type shit. Like, come on, bro. For
and that's what? Just the street life is never going. Click with me.
That's why they build sidewalks, brother. Hey, that's my boy Johnny.
That's cool.
That's June right there. That's June. He gave me that one. That was. Hey, I told him I was going to, if I ever quoted it, I quote my friends.
Why they made sidewalks? I am damn sure on
them. What? I'm trying to tell you. I said, I can't be in the streets, man. He said, that's why they made sidewalks, brother.
Why would you want to do that, bro? Why would you want to have the same PhD as an Iraqi war veteran at 15?
Facts.
What is that? Like, what? Do y'all people don't listen to the music? That's why I fuck with YoungBoy. I fuck with Rod Wave. They crazy. YoungBoy's off the leash, and he acts wild. But in his music, when he's actually talking about, you know, the way he lives, he's always looking over his shoulder. Paranoid. He can't sleep at night. None of that shit hits their mind. Like, none of that shit causes like death.
You never put it to your mind that you self-sabotaging yourself.
I can't trust nobody. I don't be around nobody.
Because
like,
you're not trusting your damn self with your own life.
I don't give no red flags for these people that listen to this music. These kids, like, this ain't where you want to be. Everybody talks about.
I can't listen to that nigga.
I ain't mad at him. He don't be saying nothing. But some of that shit be hard.
I don't like him as a person.
Who you talking about?
I'm saying that. He another one. He just be saying, they just be saying wild shit, bro. But, like, if you're going to do anything, take what they say and use it for your life. He's literally talking about how I take all these Xans to go to sleep. I do this. I smoke all this weed. This and that. Just so I can stay calm. Take that and be like, okay, street life not for me. Killing people's not for me. Selling drugs out there, going back and forth with different gangs, that's not for me.
Facts.
No, everybody think they're thug. Everybody think they tough. Hella air quotes right now, people. Everybody think they that guy. Everybody think they him. And in reality, you are just another person.
Hey man, it takes
in society. Ain't nobody different from nobody.
It takes a real group of people to tell you, hey man.
You not, bro. A lot of people are not tough. And it's okay to not be tough, bro.
Man.
It's okay to not be tough. It's okay.
It's a time and a place for everything, is what it is. Like, when it comes to being tough, like getting over something, you know what I'm saying? Trials and tribulations. Cool. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel that you gotta be tough through those situations. But, like, when it comes to just being tough, just because you're going to the food line or the gas station, especially gas, I ain't gonna lie, the gas station. Like, you going to the gas station and it's just, what the fuck you looking at? Why? Like, what is your, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is your purpose? Like, what is your, like, why talk out of turn? Why you wanna yell? Why can't you just say, brother, how's your life today?
Bro,
how's your kids? How's your shoe collection going on?
Like, just give a head nod and keep it moving. You just gotta talk. Like, it's everybody just want to be the big bad guy on campus, bro. Everybody, clout, go back to clout. You go back to just
morals, man. They just go.
One to five pussies,
man.
And we ain't even get to the sex morals.
Nah, them big bingo.
They didn't.
They sexify everything, man.
Sex sells. You understand me? It sells.
That's the only thing people do sell nowadays. What? They sell like
just going crazy.
Like I said earlier, I seen Boosie put a tweet up. He was like, women starting to look sexy with their clothes on. Because that shit just everywhere, bro. Like, I understand if.
Why do you think it was sexy for women to be in costumes like, during Halloween?
I understand if you're like,
I'm not even talking about the
bunnies. In this lifestyle, like maybe porn or legitimate business. Or like, I mean, OnlyFans is legitimate because you gotta pay taxes. But like, you teachers don't need to be selling pussy. Like everybody don't need to be selling themselves. Yeah. Like, bro, like it's like people. It's like OnlyFans people are like the new SoundCloud rappers, bro.
Facts.
And that's what it feels like. That everybody got OnlyFans. Everyone's like, well, shit. I can drop OnlyFans and make money. No, you can't. These people in the porn industry are actually semi-active. Like, they go, they do takes. They keep doing it over and over again. This is an hour long project. They put in real work too. That's why you
know equipment.
Yeah. See, these. That's why you know these real big porn stars because they do a lot of work. Like, you it's think, real, but it's not that real.
You okay? think they slowed it in there for a reason? It's like, all for show.
Hey, people do not scream that loud in sex. That is fact. Like, this is all a game. And sometimes, they don't like the sex either.
Unless you're in your own room. And you're in your own room, that's different.
Maybe.
People do be nervous, be loud, but I'm just, that's besides the point. That's besides
like,
the point.
These people are professionals. They do this for a living. You, Lucky Lucy.
Facts.
From West Miami, Bubba, Florida.
From West Bubba Fuck. No, I'm going to say West Bubba Fuck.
You can't. You're not that person. Go be a librarian. Go be a doctor. Go be a lawyer. You're not the person that sell OnlyFans. Just because you're cute, you did.
That's a problem with OnlyFans. Just because you squirt, you don't need any OnlyFans.
Stop it. Stop it.
I ain't gonna lie. They deserve it. They actually got to have a show.
Everybody don't want to watch y'all have sex.
Fact.
But at least
we got now. Porn. I can only imagine what the air smell like in the room.
the over exaggeration, what is it, the hypersexualizing of literally everything.
It goes to
back to morals. So why are kids seeing sex, gay or straight, at such a young age?
Facts. Like, all they got to do is check the parents' browsing history to borrow their phone for whatever little split second is over.
Twitter.
They putting every OnlyFans on Twitter.
Yeah, but like just in like I'm talking about just basic level like movies, commercials, facts. Like regular TV. Like it's okay. Like I understand. Representing everybody, right? Like, understand having my cartoons, some cartoons have two dads and two moms because everybody is represented. I get that.
Yeah.
But we don't need to see everybody have sex. We don't need to see straight people have sex. We don't need to see nobody have sex, really, to be honest.
We don't need to see orgies in these HBO movies that we got.
we don't need to see no sex for real.
For real.
It's insinuated, but it did back in the day. No, don't nobody need this because there's no because parents aren't giving their children filters for real, and people facts. Be like, your kid's gonna find out anyway. That don't mean you don't try to stop it,
facts.
Or you don't try to make it. Let them wait a little bit longer. They might see it anyway.
There's no
but reason, not at your house.
There's no reason why 6-year-old Jamal is in the first grade humping Ricole. Like, there's no reason, and you like, I was just doing what was on my daddy TV. Like, there's no way.
And it's a regular fucking movie, probably. Like, you know, like
and it's a TV show. It is, like, straight like that.
Like, we don't, like... Another reason I'm all the gone, because we just so sick. Ran off. Because everybody need it, man. Everybody want it. Everybody got to have it. Like, people are...
It's natural. It's supposed to be done. We're supposed to be doing this. We understand that. It don't need to be advertised.
Yeah, this is a separate conversation, but
yep.
The hyper-sexualization of really black folks, that's a different conversation, but that's another conversation to be had. That's the way, and it's now becoming to like MILF and POGs, air quotes, and all that. All these different weird fetishes now are becoming hypersexualized too because everybody's seeing them all the time. I mean, not everybody's horny and angry because everybody just wants sex, but you can't fuck everybody.
Right.
And us, I'm gonna speak for us as like, I guess I'm a black man because that's the only people I know. Us as black men, we are kind of raised through our dicks. you like, now I will give my family credit. They didn't really preach the whole have sex thing. It definitely made us wait. But a lot of families, you know, I know my family's unique from that perspective. Oh, I know goodness. A lot of people like, you had sex yet? You fucked your first girl yet? You did this? Oh, no,
you All my peoples do is talk about that. Why was man. That man back in the day?
Like, why is that even?
Matter, I was 19, Dad. You was 19, Dad. What? Like, you
was fucking this. I was something like, why?
I had over 300 plus.
Bro, you don't like. Whoa. Stop living through your dick, bro.
Whoa.
Young man, young black man, stop living through your dicks.
My uncle, my great uncle said, just because it get hard, it don't mean it got to get wet.
That's true.
It don't mean it got to get wet.
That rooster ain't always got to go swimming.
Facts.
Birds can't find water anyway.
They just dive through it aggressively. Oh, man.
That shit, like, that's... We're going to wrap it up now. But, yeah, that's just another thing.
But
where did we're going to wrap it up.
Where did the morals go?
The morals... We said they
lost them through. Door.
They lost them through because they're no more... No more disciplinary
whoopings
to their kids. Not what they used to be, at least they feel like we said, because
there's no more villages raising
quality time,
raising families.
Yeah, there's no more quality time anymore. There's no more
quality time with kids. That's another one.
There's no more.
I'm not just talking about when they kids. I'm talking about when they adults too.
Yeah,
keep them in line.
People forget you gotta have 18 years. They just kind of like forget that part.
Facts. Moral again.
What else did we say? We said because the internet, clout chasing.
Yep.
We said because sex.
Greed.
And the hyper.
Greed.
Everybody's hypersexy.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual now. Everybody's scared to be themselves. There's no authenticity anymore.
Everybody wants to be like a celebrity or be the
celebrity. Culture is way too big in our culture. Nobody reads. There's no imagination. And we said a lot. We said a lot of different reasons. But another episode of Mom and Mom and Friends. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you come for the next one. I'm actually going to apologize. I didn't want this one to be this long, but I'm glad it was. So we got a lot of good stuff out.
You got a lot of good points.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of
good
you guys, Osa, thanks. You know, check out the Instagram. Anything y'all want to, I got going for y'all sales and jobs and projects or anything, period, y'all want to promote. But is it your Twitter, Instagram, anything like that? Don't let the people know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. OnlyFans coming soon, you feel me?
We were just talking about this.
Hey, yeah, hide your grandmas, because I'm getting them there.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus. I'm getting on there. Wealth is health, man. Go run. Go to Matt. If you live in the Charlotte area, go to Mad Miles on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Go mm-hmm. run for 2 miles and just, you know what I'm saying, do something different.
I got a quote for you before I go. I'm gonna say this. Life is like the weather. You can't predict it, but you can't control it.
That's right. That's right. It might fail for rain every day.
Hey, you can't. You don't know.
You don't know
for sure.
That's right. That weather man said funny all week.
Kung Fu Panda.
Mind the rain.
Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda. No, the first one. Noodles. Dope noodles. Quit. Dope quit. You live. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Live in the fucking moment. Get off your fucking phone and live in the fucking moment.
Go run.
That's what you live with. And gain your fucking morals back, okay?
Facts. Stand up for something. If you stand for nothing, you fall for anything.
And go give a homeless person some meal. Go raise your kid. Go have some quality time with your kids. You know, get out the club for a night.
Go watch what they watch.
You know, go read a book. Go put some parental blocks on your TVs and shit.
Put down the dope.
Go do something.
Put down the dope.
Do something productive today. All right.
Make a change.
Go pray to somebody.
Say your grace.
Go talk to Big Mama if she still got one.
Talk about the things that you've accomplished and Jesus not what you Christ. Don't got.
You feel me? Just. Morals, man. Go do something. Go Google morals and figure out what yours are. You know, go say hey to somebody. Go smile at somebody. You feel me? Just go do something respectful
Go be nice, positive,
positive, man. Just go. Just what Tabitha Brown said. Just because you having a bad day, don't go ruin somebody else's. Okay. All right. Each one teach one, all that good positive stuff. And I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I'll see y'all next time, which will probably be tomorrow. Peace.
Yay.